Imagine a philosophical system so profound that it weaves together the spiritual insights of Egyptian priests, Hebrew mystics, Greek philosophers, and Eastern sages into a unified tapestry of human wisdom. This is precisely what Albert Pike accomplished in his monumental work, Morals and Dogma. Far more than a mere handbook for Masonic rituals, Pike's masterpiece reveals Freemasonry as a living repository of ancient knowledge, a system designed to transform initiates through progressive symbolic experiences that awaken higher consciousness. What makes this work so remarkable is how it demonstrates that beneath the apparent differences of world religions lies a universal spiritual science. The symbols and allegories of Freemasonry aren't arbitrary inventions, but carefully preserved keys to understanding cosmic laws that govern both the universe and human development. When properly understood, these symbols form a comprehensive system for moral and spiritual growth that remains as relevant today as when ancient mystery schools first developed them thousands of years ago. Freemasonry's genius lies in its progressive system of degrees, a structured journey guiding initiates from darkness to light, from ignorance to wisdom. Each degree builds upon the previous one, revealing deeper meanings as the candidate proves ready. The journey begins with the Entered Apprentice degree, where candidates enter in darkness, symbolizing humanity's natural state of ignorance. Here, initiates learn fundamental self-improvement tools, the 24-H gauge, time management, the common gavel, self-discipline, and the rough ashlar, unrefined character. These symbols teach that spiritual development starts with mastering ethical living and emotional control. As fellow crafts, initiates ascend a winding staircase, representing the liberal arts and sciences, especially geometry, considered divine knowledge in ancient times. This degree emphasizes that intellectual development, while essential, has limitations. Knowledge without moral growth creates dangerous imbalance. As fellow crafts, initiates ascend a winding staircase, representing the liberal arts and sciences, especially geometry, considered divine knowledge in ancient times. This degree emphasizes that intellectual development, while essential, has limitations. Knowledge without moral growth creates dangerous imbalance. The Master Mason degree introduces Hiram Abiff's murder and resurrection allegory, a symbolic death and rebirth paralleling myths across cultures, from Osiris to Christ. This universal pattern suggests a fundamental truth: the lower nature must die before higher consciousness can emerge. Our own transformative experiences often involve letting go of old identities before new understanding can emerge. Central to Pike's philosophy is the lost word, a profound symbol of divine truth that humanity once possessed but has forgotten. This concept appears across traditions: the ineffable name of God in Judaism, the Logos in Greek philosophy, the Om in Hinduism. Each recognizes that ultimate reality transcends ordinary language. This search represents humanity's quest for direct spiritual knowledge, experiential wisdom that transforms consciousness. In ancient times, God's true pronunciation was known only to high priests who spoke it yearly in the temple's Holy of Holies. After the temple's destruction, this pronunciation was lost, symbolizing humanity's separation from divine knowledge. This quest mirrors our own spiritual journeys. We've all experienced insights that words fail to capture and struggled to articulate deep spiritual experiences. The lost word symbolizes that ineffable truth we sense but cannot fully express. Pike shows how this quest unfolds through Masonic degrees, each offering partial insights that gradually prepare initiates for deeper understanding. This approach recognizes that spiritual truth must be assimilated gradually as consciousness evolves. Pike's revolutionary contribution was demonstrating that all religions contain fragments of a universal truth. He identified recurring patterns across traditions: the dying and resurrected God figure, Osiris, Mithras, Dionysus, Christ, Trinity concepts, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Osiris, Isis, Horus, and similar sacred numbers and creation myths worldwide. This perspective offers an alternative to religious conflict, presenting faiths as different expressions of universal principles adapted to specific cultures, a recognition of our shared spiritual heritage while honoring diverse expressions. At the heart of Pike's philosophy lies the concept of equilibrium between opposing forces. The universe operates through the dynamic balance of contraries, light and darkness, creation and destruction. This principle appears across traditions, in the Kabbalah's balance between mercy and judgment, the Persian struggle between Ormuzd and Ahriman, and the Chinese interplay of yin and yang. The single and absolute principle of the universe, Pike writes, is equilibrium, symbolized by the joining of the square and compass. This equilibrium manifests in physical forces like magnetism, moral principles like justice, and human psychology as the balance between intellect and emotion. Rather than seeing opposites as enemies, we might recognize their necessary complementarity. Light requires darkness to be perceived. Strength develops through resistance. Joy becomes meaningful through contrast with sorrow. Pike applies this principle to politics, warning against both tyranny and anarchy. True liberty exists only within just laws' constraints. The ideal government maintains equilibrium between central power and individual rights, a lesson our polarized political climate desperately needs. Masonic symbols constitute a sophisticated language conveying multi-layered truths. The square represents moral rectitude and material reality, while the compass represents spiritual aspiration. Together, they symbolize the union of heaven and earth within the initiate. Sacred geometry plays a central role in this symbolic language. The Pythagorean theorem symbolizes how spiritual principles and material principles combine to create human existence, a mathematical representation of our dual nature. Pike's system culminates in the 32nd degree with the royal secret. Humans possess a dual nature, part material and part divine. While our bodies connect us to the animal kingdom, our consciousness links us to the divine source. Initiation aims to awaken awareness of this higher nature. This secret includes cosmic citizenship, recognizing our membership in a universal brotherhood that transcends all boundaries. Pike explains, around every human creature, as a center, extends a circle of influence. Each of us contributes to the other's happiness or adds to their misery. This creates an interconnected web of responsibility beyond immediate family or community. What distinguishes Pike's vision is how it balances individual development with social responsibility. The perfected Mason isn't an isolated sage, but an engaged citizen, improving society through education, charity, and moral leadership. This balance between contemplation and action, personal enlightenment, and social reform constitutes the practical application of the royal secret. Pike's masterwork challenges contemporary thinking profoundly. In an age caught between religious fundamentalism and militant atheism, his vision offers a middle path honoring both faith and reason. Against materialism, he asserts spiritual dimensions accessible through symbol and intuition. Against moral relativism, he presents ethical principles derived from natural law. What if we approached life's questions with Pike's balanced perspective? What if we recognize that truth wears many cultural garments while remaining essentially one? What if we understood that genuine spiritual growth transforms both individual and society? Pike's work doesn't provide final answers, but offers tools for seeking our own. As he wrote, "He who would be an accomplished Mason must not be content merely to hear or even to understand the lectures. He must study, interpret, and develop these symbols for himself." This invitation to engage actively with perennial wisdom remains his greatest gift. The ancient light still shines. We need only learn to see it with newly awakened eyes.